Philip Levasseur here at the Breath of Life Conference, and we're with Alon Fredesen, and he's an attendee here at the Breath of Life Conference. Welcome.
Thank you.
Can you tell us a little bit about your background and why
Sure.
it brought you to this conference?
Sure. I completed a biodynamic craniosacral training last year in Santa Monica with Shariana Manzam. I'm currently in a pre-perinatal training with Ray Castellino, and I have a few years of experience with the continuum movement. Came to the conference just because I was guided to. One of my fellow students in the craniosacral training as well as in the current perinatal training is here with me, and we decided it'd be a fun weekend for us to hang out and to be here. And I like showing up at these kinds of conferences, especially people who study things that are related to the breath of life or related to something bigger than us organizing things, because there's a lot of synchronicity and a lot of really nice gifts that are shared between people when the people are in tune and in touch with that, those parts of themselves.
Where do you see your work coming together or going? You seem to have an interesting background, and of course you're studying with Ray Castellino. And how has this conference changed, contributed to that?
Well, I'm kind of at that place in my life where I'm transitioning from solely being focused on my process of healing, which has been consciously, I've been after it for about 10 years now in all sorts of modalities, and also have experience in, you know, transpersonal psychotherapy. I'm a certified yoga teacher too, and so I have a lot of like kind of like different aspects, and I have a polarity in my background also. And so I'm kind of at the point where I'm making that transition to becoming a practitioner and supporting people. What I'm enjoying, particularly this conference, is that I'm in no way special. There's like a whole group of people here that all have totally varied backgrounds, and they offer kind of their perspective on unraveling, you know, the so-called mess of dualism that's here. My focus is interesting. I go to a lot of these kind of conferences, and in these contexts, people treat the body as something that's real, you know, and kind of tangible. And my spiritual practice is A Course in Miracles. And the belief in A Course in Miracles is that the body is actually an illusion. You know, and the world's an illusion, and it's a projection of the mind. So I go to these conferences and I sit, you know, with the seeming paradox that if you hold someone or you attend to a particular part of their system, there's a healing that happens. And the paradox that it's like, where is the healing actually happening? Is it happening in the body? Is it happening in the mind? Is it happening in our dream? You know, and so I believe that what I'm meant to do is maybe bridge some of these so-called paradoxes.
You seem to be a seeker in one way, but you also have a particular path that you're sharing with us today.
Yeah.
And not unlike other people, but it's also refreshing because you've come where body workers assume it's about the body, and so this brings up a great question for us all.
Yeah, my story is pretty multifaceted, but also really simple. I experienced a tremendous amount of kind of trauma and challenge with during conception through gestation, and then during birth and near death experiences and all of that stuff. And what that's done to me is created this intense sensitivity towards being here in physical space, you know, aligning ourselves to the present moment, and all the complexities of orientation, right? And also has given me a tremendous amount of perspective and sensitivity and psychic capabilities. And like, you know, when they say when there's trauma, which you kind of transfer, which in the process of healing creates a gift, you know, a sensitivity. And so I've been given all of these sensitivities, or have created all these sensitivities, depending, again, on your perspective. With that, I guess I just would say that I feel like I see a lot, you know, and I perceive a lot. And in my learning, it's just like, what you perceive really depends on where you're sitting, you know, where you're perceiving from.
So taking that in course, you're here to be of service, to be a practitioner. So you're shifting. It's a definitive shift for you. So what will that look like from your perceiving? And I understand, at least from some of this work we're attending to this weekend. It's about sensitizing, but also listening to how to support a client or a person, or how to support what's going on. So how do you perceive supporting others?
Well, I have a couple like really simple guidelines, actually. I can actually answer that question pretty simply. Fundamentally, the first assumption is that there's absolutely nothing wrong. Nothing is broken, okay? And there is no suffering. You know, if you approach life from a non-dualistic perspective, and if you approach and you see reality as the only thing is true is God, and everything else is something that we've created to distance ourselves from God, then you can see trauma or pain or suffering is simply a confusion. You know, a misperception. So if a client walks into my office, the first thing I make note really clearly with myself is, where am I perceiving from? Am I perceiving this anything wrong at all with this client? Am I perceiving as needing anything from this client? Am I perceiving as this client needing anything specifically to be fixed? And so what I do is, I may engage in words with a client in a really dualistic way, because the other tenet in the healing process for me is meeting people where they are. Some people I will meet, and most of the sessions will be totally a conversation, right? Because we're working with beliefs or we're working with ideas. You know, some people, because of the sensitivities of all the trauma I had early on, I can really meet people somatically. So the body has an experience of being met, right? But if the body, per se, doesn't totally exist, what's being met? Well, their consciousness has created this twist or this pain or whatever you want as a form of separation from wholeness. So if I meet them there, and they felt, and that part of them feels seen and understood, it now has a choice to decide whether it wants to continue being in that place or if it wants to integrate back with Source. And the whole thing is really interesting, right? Because in the end, everyone, from my perspective, will eventually reach the point of being back with Source, right? And again, if nothing is wrong, then that's already the case. So, and from a biodynamics perspective, it's the original blueprint is there, right? And so what we're looking at is, in theory, this expression that isn't ideal, or what isn't what they say the blueprint should be. I actually think that the blueprint for a body doesn't come from conception, doesn't come from the DNA or the genes. It comes from an agreement that we have together as one mind, that we're going to create these humans, we're going to create dogs, we're going to create trees, we're going to create laws of gravity, and we're going to create all of these things, and then we're going to separate ourselves into these so-called bodies, and then we're going to interact and play things out together. And so I think actually the original blueprint for a body and health, and this is interesting because I'm actually discovering this as I'm saying it, the blueprint for a so-called ideal healthy expression of a body exists outside of what looks like physical space, from my perspective.
Let's talk about Ray Castellino for a second.
Sure, I'd love to.
Yeah, this is good stuff. Let's talk about how this has changed you or informed you.
Yeah.
Well, talk a little about what Ray teaches.
You know, Ray teaches, and again, everyone will give you a different answer, right, because we're sharing our perspective, but Ray teaches a couple of different things from my perspective. He, first of all, in the process of training, the fundamental aspect is understanding your own history, your own somatic history, your own preconception, conception, gestation, birth history. And in understanding that, there's a healing that happens. And in the healing, there's those sensitivities that I spoke about earlier. And what he basically teaches everyone is how to use their sensitivities in relationship to going on when they are in the same physical space, or just when they're sharing an intention with their clients, how to use those sensitivities to help meet people. He's also very much in the presence of meeting people where they are. But he's also very intention-driven. Teaches a form that he uses in his adult Womb Surround process workshops. And that form he teaches his practitioners to use in their practices. And the form has some principles, really basic principles that are totally fundamental, such as principle of self-care, self-regulation. You know, each person's right to be able to integrate their experience as they're moving through time. And that in and of itself is, you know, I can go on about that forever. But that's one basic principle. And there's others, but...
And this is about a two-year course you're taking as
Yeah, it's 2.5 years. There's 8 modules, 6 days each. they're spread over about 2.5 years in Southern California right now. He's taught in Europe also. And there are other people that teach this material. Myrna Martin, who's here, teaches also and has a training.
Right, she gave a little talk yesterday.
She did.
Why were you drawn to Ray Castellino's work?
Well, because it's almost like I was drawn. It's not like, it almost felt like I actually had no choice. You know, I did years of psychotherapy and really understood the story of my childhood. But most of my symptoms and my experience of life was still, you know, very challenging and painful and lots of chronic issues, and they weren't changing. And perfectly guided chance, I, you know, met Ray and did one of his process workshops and felt like this was finally a man that could meet me in these places. And I ended up doing 11 of those workshops, you know, 8 with him and 3 with another person that he trained. That is where I have received the most impact. That kind of work has had the most impact in terms of helping me shift my relationship to being here. Has helped me integrate and let go of the overwhelming experiences of early life. Has turned those things into resources. You know, it's provided me with a form and foundation that works for me, that allows me to integrate my experience as I move through time with my clients and my life. That's why I was drawn to him. And he's, you know, when people have met him, they really get to see that he's really unlike other. He's a gift to the world. A lot of people really love him, and this is a man they don't necessarily spend a tremendous amount of time with. But he's very easy to love because he embodies, it's an interesting thing to say, he embodies the closest thing to, like, to God and in a body. You know, he has for me, like, relationally, you know, in terms of if there was a being that was, well, I'm not going to go say Ray is all-knowing and all those other things, but for me, he was able to meet me in places no one else in the world has been able to meet me in. And when we get met in those places, then we start to open and we start to reconnect back to, you know, our blueprint, our connection to Source. And so he's for sure helped me with that.
Well, Alon, thank you so much for sharing your time here.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thank you.